Welcome, dear listeners, to the Moment of Truth, a moment to listen, to reflect, and to find solace in the Word of God. Whether you're at home, in your car, or taking a quiet moment, join Prophet Emmanuel Osiakoto as he delves into the sacred scriptures and explores the profound teachings of God that light up our path.
So God must now increase his grace and buy time for you as he knows that you waste it. The Lord knows you waste it. So you wait until your wastage comes to a completion. Then he will find a way to save you. That's the state of many Christians. That's how many Christians die and live earth. And they go and be with the Lord and they begin to regret. Because they never lived a fruitful Christian life. And they never grew as spiritual people. They were just carnal Christians who are just enjoying the grace of God. And the covenant of their salvation. That's all. But they were never beneficial to the body of Christ. Yeah. I know, say, maybe you don't like what I'm saying. How many of you are beneficial to the body of Christ? What is your spiritual input? Now, can I tell you something? The only way you can be beneficial to the body of Christ is by walking in the spiritual gift of God. It is to better the body. Yes, there's a gift. Now, even for you to usher in church, you have to do it spiritually. You have to do it in maturity. You don't have to just usher. There must be a maturity in your ushering. Your ushering can even cause souls to be won. You are not hearing what I'm saying. Not just that you come to church and you usher people. No. But your role in terms of your spiritual work in the church is causing souls to be won. Because God can use anybody to win souls. Not only the pastor, not only the preacher. You are not hearing what I'm saying. So the biggest issue right now, the first stage of we not having this connection with the Holy Spirit is that you are easy to forget what you hear. We are here. Easy to forget. Oh, you are easy to forget. So it tells you where your real interest is. So there's a self-delusion. What did I say? That we love God. We want to serve God. We want to. No. Stop that. Yeah. We deceive ourselves to think that we have that kind of affection towards God. You don't have. No. Do you know what I'm saying that you don't have? In our generation, it is difficult to look for God like Enoch. He looked for God without anybody preaching gospel to him. He didn't have the Holy Ghost to come into him to teach him how to walk with God. But he walked with God closely. That kind of mentality you don't have. Yes, sir. Okay, let me help you. If you had it, why did you live a sinful life in your past? The way you have lived. He's telling you, say, you are not somebody who has the love of God in you. Yeah. So you are now a Christian because God has revealed his love to you first. Yeah. And so out of that, we can also now learn to love. Yes. But even that one, we are struggling. It's not easy for us to love. Yeah. Somebody share Yahuwah mercy. So you see where we are now. We have to now begin to measure our spiritual growth. How mature am I that God can use me to benefit the ecclesia? The church, the body of Christ. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? 16. I say, what? In the Corinthians, for not what? Because they were moving away. Meaning they were forgetting what they have heard. So, oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you? They forget what they heard. They started in the spirit and they are falling in the flesh. We are naturally rebellious against God. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. So the kind of things of this world that we are attached to has made us one with them. That is the state of the current church in our time. We are a church where we are one with the worldly people. We have gospel musicians stand on the same stage singing. What is that? What do you think is that? It's harlotry. You are not hearing what I'm saying. It is called harlotry. Yes. I'm a gospel singer. I sing for Christ. I come and sing praises. We do a lot of rehearsals and awards night. And then I sing on the stage where worldly people will even come and sing better than we do. And get more applause than we. And we are very comfortable doing that. Yeah. And we have secular musicians who will be thanking a gospel artist for encouraging them to rise in their musical career. Yes. It's wrong. It's worldly. So that's a carnal gospel musician. He's carnal, but because of fame, money, relevance, into you're buried in the high. Oh, yeah, carnal. I even heard say he allowed the condom company to sponsor his program. Yeah, it has come out. Say he used condom company. Oh, he's got their program, mama. Namin to me provide you. You're not hearing what I'm saying. Say, Namin, I do what you are. Provide it. Oh, yeah. May God help you. Those that are spiritual are the ones responding with confidence, but the ones that are not spiritual, you could see it. There's an issue there. Problem, oh. And Chene Refi Dieti. And Chene, me, my dream was Samintiasi. I didn't think the crucial for Yetisa. Because the Muslim can recite the Quran without reading it. He can recite it 5 times a day, different chapters. They too, they have a very big book. And they have chapters they recite on each and every day. And they can remember it and recite it just like that. They memorize it. Some of them have the talisman. And then they'll be praying with it. Reciting the Quran. They are reciting. They are reciting. But a Christian cannot memorize one scripture. One memory verse. A problem. We cannot memorize them. Because it is not of value to us. That is why many Christians don't have the rest of God. That's why many Christians cannot prosper. That's why many Christians are not bearing fruit. Because the word of God is not of value unto them. They are easily forgetting what they are hearing. To forget what you hear in each and every service that you attend, that is a very serious problem. You are making it difficult for God to save you. You are not hearing what I'm saying. Huh? God is now finding it difficult to save you. Because he knows that critically, they were your canna, know what I say. Or buy on foul. How many of you still have confidence here? If the rapture should happen, God, you go. How many of you have that kind of confidence? If you have confidence in God rapture, you are a deceiver. God will rapture spiritual men. Yeah, you rapture carnal Christians. Carnal Christians shall remain. Yeah. Not that you're not a Christian. You accept that you're a Christian, but you will not rapture you. You have to go through another phase of maturity to become part of his kingdom. That is where you have to face the wrath of whatever is coming in this world and then prove your stand for God. He gave you an easier route. He didn't like it. So you give you the tougher one. So that even though he wants to save you, what I say, you go through the hard way. Because many of you right now, you are just carnal. You are not beneficial to the body. You are not making any impact to the church, local church that you find yourself in. Yeah, yeah. So there are many Christians who shall be left behind. Many Christians. Now, I'm asking a question. Are you sure that you'll be raptured? And what is your confidence of God rapturing you? That he will make you vanish. Physically like this, you vanish into the air. Why? For what reason? How well have you been living that God should say, now the rapture has come, let me rapture you? And that day, all the babies in the womb, the Bible says, will vanish. And they'll be screaming with gnashing of teeth. Pregnant women, their babies will leave their stomach. Now you're flat at once. You are not a baby. You are not a baby. You are a full grown man and woman. So make sure, say, God is going to rapture, you'll be raptured. How many of you believe, say, your death will be good? Let me tell you, there are Christians who die peacefully. It means that they were beneficial to the body. But Christians who struggle in death. What is happening? There's a contention over the soul. The devil is trying to pull the soul to hell. God is also trying to give them the last chance to make it to heaven. We have seen things. We have experienced. I know what I'm saying. Sometimes, why is somebody who is known to be an elder struggling with death? There's a contention. To most 6 months of bear, say, oh boy, you are a waste. But I'm showing you mercy. Mercy near me, the arena too. So send a bell, what you babble, so what's a try in a major. Eh, mercy. It won't so be bro, yarim, and the bibio, while Barbara Buffon. It's in a me, pequa and piso. A buonagen. It's in a boy, I cast a cobon pam, my new man. Because I'm Mr. Shay, move on pam, Ohio. Muni discernment, it's move on pam and near me, general. Because the mass will sell a semi-general, yes, I will obey, or the cobbun same gym. Some time ago, I was praying the Lord to him. He said, the reason why some people will perish is because of those that are supposed to be the strong men in their home. Yes. Because of your weakness, some of you, your parents will perish because of you. Yeah. You are supposed to be a strong believer and show the transformation of God in your life so that they can see and begin to be impacted. If that is not the case, they are perishing on your account. Because you are not being a light unto them. May God help us. That's the word. So we are easily forgetting what we are hearing. Easily. We easily forget. Well, okay, can I ask you a question? What makes you forget what you hear? What is causing us to forget what we are hearing? For example, the way we are having service and this one get up, that one get up, this one. Is it this? It's telling you where we are. There's no value to even what I'm doing right now. There's no value to it. Because you have value to you, die for the thing. You will fight for the thing. You will make sure that nothing will take that thing away from you. That's what it means to value God's word. And whatever you hear, you put them into practice. To become doers of the word. If you can't hear, you can't do. If you easily forget, you can't do. Yeah. So, the reason why you are not this is because you have forgotten. Why do I easily get angry? Can somebody answer? Why do you easily get angry? After I've been told that anger is like this, but you are angry. Why do we easily quarrel? Why has the Bible have told us that quarreling is the wisdom of demons? Whenever you see quarreling, especially in marriages, demons are at play. There is an influence on either both of you or one of you that is causing that quarreling to take place. One of you must be discerned enough to go to God to silence the voice of the enemy. Because no man moves without an influence. Something must influence a man. That's what I'm saying. He said, no man is empty. And no man can remain empty. That's why when God delivers you, you cannot remain empty. You have to now fill yourself with the Holy Ghost. There must be an infilling of the Holy Ghost. So what causes quarreling? It's called demonic wisdom. That's how James described it. We quarrel because it's a demonic wisdom. So, yeah. The message I brought today is how to examine yourself in the faith. How to examine yourself in the faith. Yeah, that's the title of this message. How to examine yourself in the faith. I'm going to help you so that you will not be a fake Christian. Okay. Yeah. I want to help you. So before I go into it, I want to establish this fact of the need for you to become spiritually matured. And yes, sir, you cannot even examine. You cannot. If you easily forget what you are hearing, how are you going to even do what I'm about to teach you? How? Also, Christianity is beyond institution. It's not an institution. We are not doing institution stuff. We are dealing with life and transformation. It's not an institution does not transform a life. Institution does not give life. You will die like a pig. If institution will give life, then our government institutions will give life. Why is hospitals not helping people to live well? But rather, they are helping them to maintain their sickness until they are passing. Today, if you go to hospitals in Ghana like this, our nurses, and they see people die, it's a normal thing. They see people dying every time. They have seen it every time. So it's not something new for them. But I say, if I are a Sabia, it's a place you're going to get healed. We have built such an institution. You have national health insurance. You see, you're bossing about Mukonya, I are a Sabia. But you are dying. So church, to build a hospital, if a church is in building hospital, which is good, it's good to help your community and society, which God approves of, in a way. But he knows that that is not why we are established. The main mission of the ecclesia or the church of Christ is not for us to build hospitals. That is not the mission. It is not part of missionary work. It is the human institution for our human livelihood, our mundane issues, things that helps us to regulate our living here on earth, which does not give us life. Somebody say, hear what I'm saying. May child be power, how to examine yourself in the faith. That is why a preacher like us, and when we are preachers, there are many who find it tough to listen to me. It's tough. Because that's how God treats me. Yeah, I'm expressing my relationship with God to you. So you can imagine how, when I'm standing before God, how I feel. Yeah. Anytime I'm engaging God or so forth, I just feel like a speck of dust. Sometimes there's a time where I just want him to, I don't want to feel him. Because what he's bringing to me is making me fear for my salvation. Sometimes the message God will bring you and the way God will speak to you, they say, Charlie, how say I hear you? But only born is why. Later, no one said, I'm pa, only person will be. Watch and pray. Bless you for. I say ye. How many of you realize that God is contending for your soul now? Everybody here, let me put it in that sense. There's a contention for our soul. We are not workers of our salvation. No. So we are in contention. So God is saving. That's why you are hearing me preach this way. The preaching you are hearing right now and the kind of message you are hearing is to pull your soul out of the ditch that you yourself is sending yourself into. I get what I'm saying. God is trying to put, so it's now becoming a difficult task for God to now save us after he has finished the work on the cross. He is doing extra work again. So most of us, we are about to kill Christ all over again. We are about to kill Christ. You may cook Christ all over again. That's why you cannot hear a soft message from me. In this generation, and you, who easily forget the word of God, I can't preach soft. No. Muna.
It's not a new thing. But the question here is that, how effective has their work been? The context of their messages. The reality of the matter is that this generation don't want God. That is the... It's as if our fathers are not discerning. We have senior men of God who cannot address certain issues in the church. Because they themselves, maybe, they have been bought by the world. Maybe. Oh yeah, I'm saying it boldly. Because God has been faithful to bring his blessings upon them. What else again for them to do? Do you know something? To me, it is unnecessary for us to be preaching this prosperity success stuff. Do you know why? Because if God has blessed you, help people to establish themselves. Asa, help them. Also, apostles, know, when wealth was being brought to them, they were distributing. That distribution, they were establishing people. Somebody needs capital to do work, they give him. They were making sure people were having livelihood, work to do. They were not just feeding them food. It was not about feeding food or anything. And the Bible says, out of 5,000 people, they were more than that. None of them lacked anything. Can you imagine that a whole church of 5,000 and over, none of them lacked anything? How were they not lacking anything? Because all of them were being productive with what was given to them. Yes, they were being productive with the things that were being produced to them. We are living in a nation where, you know, say, jobs are not being created. And he said, I saw you, create jobs for people to work. Make a seminar. Create jobs for them to work. So when you say, be a juma no mnye juma. Because he's trying to be lazy. And he's trying to take advantage of the situation. So So there are certain things they are saying and doing. It is out of course. Teaching people that you have 13 streams of income does not impact anybody. It doesn't. Because there are certain privileges of being a leader of a church. There are privileges of being a leader of a ministry that the common floor member doesn't have. And they have used it very effectively for their spiritual growth and their physical growth. I get what I'm saying. Yeah. So the only thing you can do is to come down to a level, stop teaching it and help them. Yeah. Stop teaching it and be practical. Yeah. Asa? That is what the fathers and the senior men of God should be doing in this land. They are provoking some of we, the sons, into anger. Yeba? I'm hearing said there are some people in the system. Ghana. I never knew said they were radical men. Yeba? I will not allow these senior men of God to provoke us. Yeah. Because most of you that are sitting here, you are coming from some of these senior churches. Yeah. And believe you me, can I tell you something? We are teaching the word of God and realize they said they are not helping you. It's true. Oh, it's true. They are not helping you. In the end, I mean, fire suicide, the bomb, no make a set here. Yeah, Penny. Nami Makwa made Juma pay for so yet the trick around the best because of seniority. Oh, no. We won't do that. Your seniority is not salvation. Please, we beg. We respect you as an elderly person, as a man of God, but when it comes to the work of salvation, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs to the Holy Spirit and to those that are faithful to become vessels to continue to preach the undiluted word of God. Life coaching, any conferences, any leadership conferences. Now, leadership, all kinds of lust, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. You see arrogance and pride because of school or intelligent or articulate. You see the man of God turn away of himself or you're something somehow. But when you say you're foolish, to think that God takes pride in your ability to succeed and prosper. Who told you that? Also, there's imbalance in the body of Christ. They were distributing over 5,000 members. None of them, according to the real number, there were about 12,000 Christians. 12,000. None of them lacked anything. Apostle, none of them lacked, no believer lacked anything. Why? Because they were being productive in their daily work. That's why Ananias and Sapphira had to be killed. Because they're going to know Moody. So they empower people too. In this nation. And then we have members who are so foolish and gullible. All they want to do is take advantage of the situation. Take money and go and squander. It goes both ways. Yeah, it goes both ways. From the pew to the congregation. Like that. So everything is now in a mess. Do you know I'm talking this way? It all boils down to one point. We have no communion with the Holy Ghost. Friday, my demonstration about the head and the heart. We have taken the heartbeat of the body out. The heartbeat of the body, what makes the body works is the spirit. So there are blood vessels that flow from the heart to the brain. At least, school can me coin. You turn biology. There are blood vessels that flow to the brain. It is said, if there's no heart, the brain will die. Am I lying? So we have a dead leadership because the heartbeat of the body is gone. I'm preaching tough. To you, it's tough. To me, it's freedom. Because I'm not part of the system. I'm not part of it. Yeah. I still remain to be a spiritually, right now, I'm just a clot of blood. May God make me a clot of blood in the spirit. That I'll not be part of such a system. Such corrupted system. Master, can I tell you something? Do you know, God doesn't correct systems. He allows them to play because there's nothing under the sun. That's why he will have to bring judgment in his house first. Because he's allowed everything to play out. That's why when the evil man goes into the night to sow tares among wheat, he allows all of them to grow. During the harvest, they can differentiate. Then we take the wheat out of the tares. Somebody get what I'm saying? So God is not going to stop falsehood. If you expect to say God is going to kill false preachers, you are lying. He's even going to embolden them. Because in the last day, in the book of Thessalonians, the Bible said that, and God shall send a delusion to people that many shall believe in a lie. Who is sending it? God. I see because of the hardening of their heart. And it's in the New Testament. Thessalonians. Paul is speaking to the church in Thessalonians. Say, hey, So you see, there's a need for you to examine yourself in the faith. Yeah. Now let's go into it. What does it mean to examine yourself in the faith? Somebody speak to me. Oh, somebody speak to me. Somebody shall you who are mercy. Paul says that examine yourself to see if you are still in the faith. Are you even in the faith in the first place? The kind of faith that you are showing, is it the kind of faith that you can examine? You see? Okay. The faith that we have, is it the kind of faith that we can examine it? Because you have to even make sure, say, that faith is a faith that can be examined. Because if you don't have that kind of faith, this that I'm saying is alien. It's strange to your hearing. Because you can't even do it in the first place. You can't even do it. You see, City of Consecration Ministry, you see this ministry, what we stand for is not about the normal, usual things that you see. We are calling men into serious discipleship and worship of God to be able to be used by God to bring salvation to many. Indeed, you have to start getting yourself straight because it's going to get hotter. Yeah. We have to become very matured Christians. You can't live this way. No. It's not going to be like this. I have been given an assignment to avail myself that he can build an ecclesia. The ecclesia is not for babes. The church of God is not for babes in Christ. You are still a babe. Somebody who easily forgets the word of God. You are a joker. You are joking. You are not serious. You think God is going to waste his time on you. What God is going to do with you is he will make sure that you waste your time so I can save you at the end of your life. Yes. That's how many Christians are in now. Yeah, God is just managing their wastage. Yeah, God is managing their wastage. Many are just wasting time for nothing. For nothing. There are many who are following money. He's a believer, but he's carnal. It is a seminti. He's wasting. That's one. Two, awariye. Awariye hun semseminti or wasting. Two. Three, nejuma. Four, ebusia. Ebusia seminti or wasting the time. Oh, let me come on to entertainment. You see the things that are wasting our time. There are many Christians like that. So all God can do for you is that he will prolong his grace to waste their time. I will let you waste it, no problem. I've understood that you will never amount to any good to my body. Waste their time. After wasting it, then gradually I'll bring you to my bosom. Yeah. So there are many who are just narrowly escaping the fire. Yeah, there are many Christians who will narrowly escape the fire. Yeah, narrowly. Let me cut here. Narrowly. Many of you are on a narrow way to escape the fire. You are very, very narrow. So you are on a line where you are like this. That's how your life is. You are not on the comfortable narrow road. You are in between the broad way and the narrow way. You are in between it. And you are tilting to the pit. So God is just holding you small. And at the time of your exit from this world, he will drastically do something. Maybe a woman say, "You say, ah, Papa, the anchor, then na no aye, ena na bra ba esa na when ya cancer, then the cancer lasts for 8 months. Do you know why? Some of us that we are engaging, there are situations where we went to pray for people in churches, in hospitals. We go there, they are elders, so the way they live, you feel say they are spiritual. But what God will tell you, let you know, say they are even going to hell. Yeah." And I'm quite sure I could be the same. But elder. You do hospital here, but after that, in 2 weeks, I arrived for 8 months. No way. So I went before the Lord because we all liked him. So Father, so I didn't never be see. I didn't. Hey, day. I think he died at the age of 49 or 50 or so. He wasn't that old too? Yeah. So that day, what is happening to us? What is wrong with our time, our generation? What is the real issue? What is the real problem?
And that concludes today's powerful sermon. Thank you for joining us, and remember to make God's word a standard for your life. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking messages on our social media handles on Facebook and Instagram at City of Consecration Ministries, and our audio streaming platforms on AudioMac and Spotify at Prophet Emmanuel Osei Akoto Podcast and YouTube, or call 030-398-0200 or visit our website at cocministries.com. Until next week, may God's peace and blessings be with you. Amen.